In over 3 years at Collider, senior author Jake has now penned over 3,000 articles covering a wide range of TV and film for the Resources, Lists, Utilities, News, and Interview teams. Alongside interviewing stars such as Celan Hisley, Rose Ailing Ellis, Harlan Coben, and Chelsea Peretti, Jake was lucky enough to visit the set of Aardman and Netflix's Wallace and Gromit, A Vengeance Most Foul in 2024, getting the chance to chat with four-time Academy Award winner Nick Park and Merlin Crossingham. Jake has also worked for other publications, including Agents of Fandom. You can also hear Jake every week as the resident film and TV journalist on Track Radio. From Landman and Tulsa, Kingto Mayor of Kingstown and The Madison, Taylor Sheridan's dominance on Paramount Plus is unrivaled across any other streaming platform. Most recently, viewers have been tuning in by the millions each week to catch the third season of Lioness, Sheridan's most pulse-racing series, which features Zoe Saldana's Jo McNamara and her team of female operatives working undercover. Morgan Freeman, Nicole Kidman, Michael Kelly, and LaMonica Garrett all return for the ongoing third season, which airs its sixth episode this Sunday, September 6. But key to Sheridan's success across the board on Paramount Plus is his Yellowstone universe, which debuted its latest installment earlier this year in the form of Dutton Ranch. A spin-off following Rip Kohlhauser and Bate Kelly Riley as they gamble on a new ranch and life in South Texas, each week viewers fell further into a world of high drama and tension as Rip and Bate rival the Ten Petal Ranch, owned by the powerful Jackson family, led by Beulah Jackson, Annette Bening. By pulling in 12.9 million global views within its first 7 days, Dutton Ranch earned the biggest original series launch in the history of Paramount Plus, proving there is no wavering in the love for Sheridan's Yellowstone universe. That success continued throughout the first season until the explosive July 3 finale, with reports that the show scored a record-setting 13.3 million average views per episode during season one. Almost 2 months since the first season ended, Dutton Ranch is still proving popular, with the series officially passing the 100-day mark among the top 10 most-watched shows on Paramount Plus in the U.S. Collider. Collider Quiz. Collider exclusive Taylor Sheridan universe quiz: which Taylor Sheridan show do you belong in? Yellowstone, Landman, Tulsa, King Mayor of Kingstown. Four worlds, all of them brutal, complicated, and built on power, loyalty, and the price of survival. Taylor Sheridan doesn't write heroes, he writes people who do what they have to do and live with the cost. 10 questions will reveal which one of his worlds you were made for. Cowboy hat face Yellowstone. Oil drum Landman. Crown Tulsa King. Balance Mayor of Kingstown. Question 1/10 power. 1. Where does your power come from? In Sheridan's world, everyone has leverage. The question is what kind? Question 2/10 loyalty. 2. Who do you put first, no matter what? Loyalty in Sheridan's universe is always absolute and always costly. Question 3/10 conflict. 3. Someone crosses a line. How do you respond? Every Sheridan protagonist has a line. What matters is what happens after it's crossed. Question 4/10 setting. 4. Where do you feel most in your element? Sheridan's worlds are as much about place as they are about people. Question 5/10 morality. 5. How do you feel about operating in the gray? Nobody in a Sheridan show has clean hands. The question is how they carry the dirt. Question 6/10 ambition. 6. What are you actually fighting to hold on to? Every Sheridan character is fighting a war. The real question is what they're defending. Question 7/10 leadership. 7. How do you lead? Authority in Sheridan's world is never given. It's established, maintained, and constantly tested. Question 8/10 outsiders. 8. Someone new arrives and tries to change how things work. Your reaction? Every Sheridan show has an outsider disrupting an established order. Sometimes that outsider is you. Question 9/10 cost. 9. What has your position cost you? Nobody gets to where these characters are without paying for it. The bill is always personal. Question 10/10 legacy. 10. When it's over, what do you want people to say? Sheridan's characters all know the ending is coming. The question is what they leave behind. Sheridan has spoken you belong in. The show that claimed the most of your answers is the world you were built for. If two tied, both are shown, you're complicated enough to straddle two Sheridan universes. Cowboy hat face Yellowstone. Oil drum landman. Crown Tulsa king. Balance mayor of Kingstone. Yellowstone. You are a Dutton, or you might as well be. You understand that some things are worth protecting at any cost, and that the modern world's indifference to history, to land, to legacy, is not something you're willing to accept quietly. You lead from the front, you carry your family's weight without complaint, and when someone threatens what's yours, you don't escalate, you finish it. You're not cruel, but you are absolute. In Yellowstone's world, that combination of ferocity and loyalty doesn't make you a villain. It makes you the only thing standing between everything that matters and everyone who wants to take it. Landman. You thrive in the chaos of high-stakes negotiation, where the money is enormous, the margins are thin, and the wrong word in the wrong room can cost everyone everything. You're a fixer, the person called when a situation is already on fire and needs someone with the nerve to walk into it. West Texas oil country rewards exactly what you are. Sharp, adaptable, unsentimental, and absolutely clear-eyed about what people want and what they'll do to get it. You're not naive enough to think this world is fair. You're smart enough to be the one deciding who it's fair to. Tulsa King. You are a Dwight Manfredi, someone who has served their time, paid their dues, and arrived somewhere unexpected with nothing but their reputation and their wits. You adapt without losing yourself. You build loyalty through respect rather than fear, though you're not above reminding people that the two aren't mutually exclusive. Tulsa King is for people who are still standing when everyone assumed they'd be finished, who find, in an unfamiliar place, that they're more capable than the world gave them credit for. You don't need a throne, you build one wherever you happen to land. Mayor of Kingstone. You carry the weight of a system that is broken by design, and you do it anyway because someone has to, and because you're the only one positioned to do it without the whole thing collapsing. Mike McCluskey's world is for people who are comfortable operating where there are no good options, only less catastrophic ones. You speak every language. Law enforcement, criminal, political, human. That fluency makes you invaluable, and it makes you a target. You've made your peace with both. Mayor of Kingstone belongs to people who understand that keeping the peace is not the same as being at peace, and who do the job regardless. What else is popular on Paramount Plus? Sheridan is topping the charts once again with the continued dominance of Lioness Season 3, with Dutton Ranch still just about clinging to its place among the top 10. But what else is proving popular on the streamer in the US? As usual, the animated adult cartoon South Park remains among the top 10, supported by other long-term hits for Paramount Plus, including NCIS, Criminal Minds, and Everybody Loves Raymond. SpongeBob SquarePants, Big Brother, and Frasier all also maintain their long-standing popularity, with another Sheridan favorite, the aforementioned Landman, also in the top 10. Dutton Ranch Season 1 is available to stream in full now on Paramount+. Make sure to stay tuned to Collider for more streaming stories.